Okay, do you ever feel like you're never going to measure up? Maybe it's with organizing or the way you look or as a mom or how your kids are doing in life or your business or your job. You just see what other people do and you try to achieve that, but it's always out of reach. Yeah, we don't want to do this anymore. So in this episode, we're going to talk about finding your own personal formula.
Welcome to the Life Organized Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Layton, and as the creator of both the Life Organized Podcast and the Life Organized membership, I teach busy moms how to get organized, manage their time, and master their mindset. I'm a mom and wife too, so I know how overwhelming it can all be. But living an organized life means you don't have to sacrifice anything. With the right systems and tools, you can get your home and family running like a well-oiled machine and still have time for all the other things you love to do. If you're new here, DM me the word FAST on Instagram at JLTheHappyGal and I will send you my top tips to help you get organized fast. We'll cover clutter, time management, and give you empowering new perspectives that will make organizing your life so much easier. All right. Let's jump into today's episode.
Hey there, welcome to the episode. I'm so glad you're joining me today. I think you're going to be really glad to be having this conversation. I think it's going to feel like a relief to you because in one way or another, for as long as you can remember, you've probably been feeling like you can't measure up, like you've been comparing yourself to other people in whatever way. This is the Life Organized Podcast. So you're probably here to learn about organization because you probably care about the way your home functions, the way it looks, the way you manage it. And if you're in that space, then there's probably other people you look at and you probably think, I wish I could do it like them, or they seem to have it all figured out, or I don't know how to keep up with that. That happens. And so that's something we want to talk about today. You probably have someone in your life, your mom, your mother-in-law, your sister, a friend, or just some vague idea out there of how, quote unquote, they are doing it that you feel inferior to, whether it's how they spend their time, what they look like, their relationships that they have. It's really easy to feel like you're not doing it right and it should look a certain way. That's not a fun place to be. So that's included in this conversation today. Another piece I really want to touch on today that's kind of under this umbrella of comparison is the work-life balance conversation. And this is a deep one and it needs its own episodes devoted just to this. But I just want to say that a lot of women work. And as they work, they're not just handing off the responsibility of the home or the family to either hired help or a partner or spouse who's willing to share the load. Because mentally and emotionally, we still carry that load as women. And it's great to have that help, but that doesn't mean that we're not still carrying that feeling of responsibility for it, in addition to the 20 to 40 hours a week that we're working. So that work-life balance and what that's going to look like for us can be really tricky. And we look at the way other people are doing it, and what happens? We feel guilty. So we need to talk through this because if you look at these different scenarios that I've mentioned, what is the common thread here? It is comparison. It is the idea that other people have figured it out. Other people are doing it right. And somehow we're at a loss and we can't figure it out. And our life is a mess because it doesn't look like this idea and this picture in our head or the way that we're seeing other people doing it. And we need to dispel that because that is not a foundation that's ever going to serve us. So I like to look at this scenario, this perfect picture of what it's supposed to look like a play. And I'm sure you've heard this analogy before, right? Like there is the curtains parting and you see the performance and it looks pretty flawless. But backstage, things are chaos, right? Like even if it's organized chaos, there are props all over the place. There's equipment. There are people changing clothes. There are people scurrying. And to put that show on, there is a lot of mess happening in the background. I think this is a really useful way to look at any time you see someone projecting a certain image or way that they're living as being the way to do it. we have no insight into what's happening behind those curtains. And because everyone's human, I'm just going to tell you, everyone's messy. It doesn't ever look as smooth and flawless in real life in the background as that picture that they're either portraying or the picture you're choosing to see, kind of the story you're telling yourself about what you're seeing. Not only is there that messiness of life, not only are there kids that get sick and jobs that get lost and health problems and relationship problems and money problems and all of the other things that happen, but then you have the added variables of what is that person's personality? What is their disposition? How do they feel most balanced? What circumstances did they grow up with that made them see life in a certain way and think that this is how things should be done? What are their kids like? What challenges are they dealing with there? All of these variables that happen behind the curtains where you can't see, and yet either they project an image that looks like the standard or you choose to see it that way, doesn't really matter. Either way, the harm comes when we take that picture and we make that our standard without considering everything that's happening behind the curtains. So, like in this context, when you look at it through this lens of it's not even really real, you know, that idea of what your house needs to look like, that idea of what being the perfect mom looks like, that idea of what you should look like or what your relationship should look like, all of that. It's kind of silly to think that, number one, you could ever emulate what you're seeing because, first of all, you are so unique and different from the person that you're comparing yourself to that you could never produce those results anyway. Second of all, you're likely just seeing what you want to see. You're likely only seeing the positive parts where there's plenty of natural human messiness to be seen, but we choose not to see it. And yet that's what we create our standard to be. Okay, are you with me? This is how we start to get this picture in our head of what it's supposed to look like. And it's such an inaccurate portrayal. And then we torture ourselves because we can't keep up with it. Okay, so what I'm getting at here is that it doesn't have to look a certain way. Your home to be quote unquote organized doesn't have to look a certain way. It only has to look the way that you need it to look or to feel or to function so that it works for you. Okay, if we can let go of those other standards, we can let go of so much effort and time we take trying to achieve something that doesn't really benefit us anyway. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a second. The other thing that I think is really important in this conversation to talk about is the whole, if I don't strive to keep my home up to a certain standard that I see a friend or my mom or my mother-in-law keep, or if I don't strive to keep my appearance up to a certain standard or my relationships or my work-life balance, you know, how many hours I work or how successful I am, if I challenge that paradigm and if I do it differently, yeah, maybe that works for me. But then we really have to be honest about the next thought that's going to come, and that is, well, what will other people think? Because we're so conditioned to get external validation based on what we're seeing from other people. Okay, so I want to talk about that for just a minute because this is a huge stumbling block with my clients, my students, myself, my friends, as we're talking through things. If we're really going to be honest, it is really hard to change the way we're doing something because we are going to get judgment from other people. And I want to break that down for just a minute because I don't know that that's really the measuring stick we want to be using when we're making these decisions, okay? So one of the things that I often consider when I'm thinking through this, like if my house doesn't look a certain way, if it's not organized or it's not neat and clean all the time and someone drops by and they make a judgment on me as a professional organizer who runs this business, is that worth the amount of time and effort it will take just in case someone drops by and just in case they happen to pass that judgment on me? What helps me is for me to think, if they happen to drop by and if they happen to think that, which they probably won't, most people are so wrapped up in their own lives, they really are not thinking that much about you. And if they happen to, isn't that more of a reflection on their own standards their own belief systems that may not be serving them, kind of their own variables in their lives, the standard that they've picked for themselves, why does that have to have bearing on me? Because likely they're not going to think anything. And if they do, is it really worth all that time and effort I take just for their good opinion in that split second? I think that's a really important thing to think about. Am I okay with other people thinking things about me that maybe don't measure up to that picture? Is that really worth all the time and effort it will take for their good opinion? Because it throws my life out of balance and makes me take steps that I really don't have time to take. Or can I be okay with feeling more imbalanced in my own life, living it the way I want to? Do I really need their validation? I just want you to think about that. I just think as we're trying to meet other people's standards, usually that makes us compromise our own, kind of our own formula of what makes us happy. Another way that I like to think about this is there's so many different ways to accomplish a certain outcome. It doesn't have to look a certain way. I think about health and I think about different ways to lose weight. And I'm not an expert in this. So, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different ways that we can do this. But I think about how some people find a lot of success counting macros. And they're like, that is it. That is the way to do it. But other people might find success losing weight or getting healthy by counting their calories. And someone else may decide not to worry about that and to just listen to their own body and deal with cravings. And when they're full and satisfied, they stop eating. And you know what I say? That is awesome for the macro counter. I mean, I'm really glad she's figured that out for her. I hope that's making her really happy. And the same with the calorie counter and the same with the one that's listening to her own body. I just think we all need to find our own formula, our own way to do things, our own standard, because that's really what's going to work with us and for us in the long term. That's what's going to account for the mess behind the curtains and those different variables that we're all managing too. All right. So what the big question is can we be okay with finding our own standard? Can we look at this through a lens that's honest enough to say, I'm not going to let other people decide what that standard is for me because they have no context into what's really happening in my life. And they don't know how much sleep I need. They don't know how much free time I need. They don't know how much I need to work so that I feel like I'm contributing. They don't know how many hours I really like to just chill or just be with my kids. Nobody knows that. So how could I let them impose that standard on me? We want to be thinking about these questions. So my question for you today is, what is your formula? And let's just talk about that in a few different scenarios, okay? And of course, we want to talk about when it comes to getting organized, because again, the big roadblock I come up against when I'm working with my people is that they think it has to look a certain way. So let's just talk about, what does it need to look like for you? How much time do you really enjoy spending on your house? Now, you might say none, I don't want to do it at all. But then the other part of that, the other side of that is now everything feels crazy and things aren't functioning well. So that's not really an option. What we're looking for is that sweet spot of how much time can I spend so that I am mitigating the clutter, I am creating systems and routines that work for me so that I can go and have fun and do the things that mean a lot to me and spend time with my family and work and whatever that is. What does that balance look like for me? And what does that mean my house is going to look like? And again, that thought comes rushing in. Well, what will other people think if it doesn't look a certain way? But that's exactly what we're combating, is it doesn't matter. It's not worth your personal peace to sacrifice your balance to please that image of what other people think it needs to look like. So can we make peace with a certain amount of clutter or chaos or whatever, that we can still function really well, but we're taking care of the clutter and chaos that really matters to us? In this episode, I really want you to start thinking about, what is your formula? What is the best balance and ratio for you? Okay, the other thing I want to bring up here is just how you use your time. And I know that has feels like a lot of overlap with how much time you want to spend organizing your home, but I'm just talking about overall what you want to spend your time doing. Maybe there's a picture in your head that it needs to look a certain way to be a good mom or to be a successful business owner or to have healthy relationships or to be a good friend, or maybe you're really into a hobby. I know pickleball has been a big thing for me in the past, and being a good pickleball player, what does that need to look like? And what I want to invite you to think about is how much time really makes you happy. Can you be honest about that? What are your best days? If you could do the ideal day and there's no rules around it and you get to spend it in a way that at the end of that day, you're going to feel fulfilled and balanced, can we be real and honest about what that looks like and make that be your formula? So what we're after today is your formula. So for me, I call it the Jenny formula. You know, if your name's Amy, it's the Amy formula. If your name's Sarah, it's the Sarah formula. Okay, so whatever your name is, that is the formula that we want to identify and then live our lives by, because that is the only standard that is customized to all of the drama and the chaos that's going on behind the curtains. And really, when we can make peace with everything that's going on behind the curtains, if we can find a rhythm that works for us where we feel joy and purpose and optimism about our day, and resiliency to work through the hard things. I'm just going to tell you, the show that everybody else sees is going to be a good one. You know, they may not look at you and say, now there is the icon of an organized home. But really, if what's going on behind the curtains, your formula is one that you don't want to spend hours every day organizing and cleaning, then that you don't want to represent that. You don't want to be the icon for that, right? I think what we all want is to just be happy and fulfilled. And I promise you, if you can give yourself the permission to live that way, if you can create your formula with that in mind, when someone looks at you, they're going to see someone who is happy and fulfilled, and they're going to respect that. And they're going to ask you how you accomplish it. And as you share that with them, it's going to feel really freeing, because everybody wants to ditch the picture in their head of what it's supposed to look like, because it really traps them. It really keeps them living in a way that isn't consistent with what they truly value. Okay, so where are we at in this episode? What are we thinking? This feels like a pretty deep coaching conversation, so I guess this is a feel for what a coaching session would be like. What I want to bring you back to, kind of the so what in all of this conversation. So what am I supposed to take from this? So what am I supposed to do with this? This is an invitation for you to find your own formula, right? The Jenny formula, the Amy formula, the Emily formula, like whatever your name is, that's what we need. So I just want you to picture the perfect day. And by that, I mean that you feel really fulfilled and amazing. And what are you spending your time doing? And what does that ratio look like? And maybe you can look at it in the context of a week. You know, maybe you have several days that you do work, or that you do go play with your family, or that you do focus on a hobby or whatever it is you like to do. But then the balance of that is there's another couple of days that you really hit it at home and you make sure you have those processes working well. Or maybe you split it up a little bit more during the day so it's a little more even day to day. I don't know what that looks like, but you do. I think the whole message behind this episode is, what does getting organized look like? I can't tell you. What does living a happy life look like? I can't tell you. Only you can answer that for yourself. And it happens with your own personal formula. Okay, so be willing to step away from the paradigm that everything has to look a certain way. Ask yourself what makes you feel good, and let's label that as your formula and then trust it. Okay, and I predict that as you live your life more like this, you're going to find yourself being a happier gal, which is what this company is all about. The Life Organized podcast, the Happy Gal website. We are here to help you live a happier, more fulfilled life through organization, through good time management, and through good mindset. So that's what I got for you today. Go find your own personal formula. It's the way you're going to feel the best. All right? Okay, we'll talk to you next time.